What is going on? How's it going? Welcome to the No Judgment Zone with your host, Kabir Singh, and I have my two favorite people in the world over here. We got Jeremy Curry. Say hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend. Hello. I got this wet.
I know. I spilled the whole thing. And we got Jeffrey Koenig.
Got this wet.
I'm here.
That's probably a danger zone.
All right. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
You doing well, Jeffrey?
Great.
Say hello.
I said hello.
To all your fans.
Hello.
All one of them.
Jeremy, my favorite. I'll start off this podcast. We're just going to be talking about a bunch of nonsense, nonstop. I was at the Milk Bar yesterday. I was doing my set. I do the serial killer joke. I'm like, oh, why people are serial killers? All of a sudden, a homeless lady, which I believe was only 24, 25, walks up to me and just flips me off. You know, we're on a sidewalk.
Yeah, okay.
You know? So she comes up there, flips me off.
You're doing an outdoor show.
Outdoor show.
That's why I don't do them.
No, you cannot.
You don't.
You don't. Flips me off, walks over there, and then comes back and takes a swig on me. Drea Myers, mad love, basically ran over there and said, you gotta go. But, I mean...
She beat her up?
She
escorted her out?
Escorted her out. She said, you gotta go. And how do you escort somebody out on the street?
I know.
We're in public domain. She said, please go home. And she left. One of the craziest things ever happened, and I'll tell you why. I'm in the middle of a joke. She comes twice, attacking me. And I got to tell you, I didn't miss a beat. The crowd was on, it was insane. After the show, they're like, I can't believe that you didn't miss a beat during somebody. I was like, yeah, you know, I got it all pre-recorded in my head.
Some fool.
What am I supposed to do? You know, she flips me off. Is like, that's pretty hot. You know?
She walks right up to you?
Right up to me, flips me off, walks out, comes back, takes a swing on me.
Takes a swing on you.
Takes a swing on me? Come on, buddy.
Did you see her coming out of the corner of your eye?
Did not. Wow. By the way, security over there, there's a white guy right next to me, just watching it.
Watching it.
I'm like, how much are those seats? How much are those seats, buddy? Free. Did you have a good time?
It's outdoors.
It's phenomenal.
You saw her from a mile away? Come on. And, you know, listen, I'm a big proponent of outdoor shows. I think it's fine, but, you know.
But you can't be doing it on
We're on Hate Street, buddy.
You're on a sidewalk of a major city?
Exactly. Hate
Street. Do it in the back. They can't do it in the back? They have a backyard or something?
Oh, it's just, you know, I'm not shitting on the setup, but it's just basically you're on Hate Street.
I know.
There's a homeless guy in a bunch of blankets just whacking off. Very good.
Watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
At least he was probably laughing.
He was. I think he was laughing. I think he had a great time, but it was just random because it was just like, wow, I can't believe that. Wow, okay.
Well,
but the crowd was great. They were all great.
The show's pretty good then?
Yeah, they're great. Indoor comedy's coming back.
It's already back.
It's great.
I was in Tracy on Friday night.
Fun one with Mario Hotch?
Yeah.
Very good. You know, the thing about indoor comedy is that people are like worried about doing it, but I don't know what to tell you. A couple months ago, I was literally doing El Paso and Phoenix all day.
Yeah.
It was fine. Yeah. Wear your mask and stay away from people.
Yep.
Did you get your shots?
We were in Texas, like...
Well, now people get... But now you get everyone... I mean, not everyone, but people can get vaccinated.
We were in Texas like 5 months ago and it was all open.
Oh, I know.
Like, just normal.
Were you were at the El Paso shows, right, with James?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
What do you think about people that do not want to get vaccinated?
That's their opinion, you know? I mean,
you believe that? They're okay with that?
I mean,
as a society.
Well, okay.
We all have... Go ahead.
Like, let's say I decide not to get vaccinated.
Okay.
Like, if once everyone's vaccinated, then why don't
I agree, great guy. Great theory.
Jesus
Christ. Be the only guy.
Be the one guy.
Be the one guy.
Yeah.
You're such an idiot.
Why?
I hate you.
Yeah.
That's a bad analogy.
How's that a bad analogy?
Because you're saying that...
Because not everybody in the fuck...
Go ahead.
Not everybody in the world is going to get vaccinated except for one not getting done. It's just you living in la-la land.
I agree. And by the way...
Then I'll just stay away from the people that aren't vaccinated.
Okay, but here's the thing, though.
Do they have a signal on their forehead?
No, they have a card.
But so you're going to ask everybody, hey, how's it going? Before this conversation goes any further, do you have a vaccination card? Great!
No.
I can tell you about my own.
Because that's not what I do right now.
But you're going to... You just said you're going to do that. You just said that was your
I
method.
I said I could.
My friend, if I'm you can't go to... They're not going to let us in baseball games unless you get a vaccination.
In San Francisco.
They want it.
In
Oakland, buddy.
Oakland too?
Oakland A's.
Fine, I'll watch them on TV.
Do not come in unless you have a...
I don't want to go to a baseball game. I want to watch it on TV.
I don't like you at all. I've never liked... Have you disliked anybody else?
Have you gone to a baseball game recently?
I don't like you.
It's terrible. Beers are $30.
True.
You have to take Bart. And yep. get off on fucking homeless people all over the place.
Okay. like,
and then Kabir's fan club. The ones that show up to Kabir's show that ain't Nasbury. Yeah, exactly. You got to deal with them.
They're probably following you to the game.
This bitch slapped me in the face. How's it going? I'm doing everybody a favor by showing up in San Francisco for a goddamn $5 show on a goddamn street.
Yeah.
And what do I get paid for? A slap in the face by some crackhead.
Yeah.
You just can't write that. Good for you.
Good for you. That was very charitable.
I enjoy.
Did Trey and Meyer move your mom somewhere?
Let me tell you, man.
And these are the people you're sitting next to on the bar going to the freaking game.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's the point?
No, but at the end of the day, though, Jeffrey,
you go to San Francisco on the other side of the bay and go to a really nice park.
Yeah, and but I don't really want to do that. I just watch it on my TV and pay $1 a beer.
I don't know, guys. I like going to the baseball games. I like having that hot dog. I like hanging out, having that beer, and watching that game.
I like watching them on TV.
Seriously.
Yeah.
What event would you go to live?
None.
You wouldn't go to the Super Bowl
Not
live?
Not if I could watch it on TV.
Wow.
I don't believe
it. I don't know. I don't believe him either. I think you're lying.
If I was invited and like...
Buddy, come on. We're talking... We're on a podcast. We're obviously hypothetical at this point.
I didn't have to do anything. Then yeah, maybe.
You go to Super Bowl.
And
Jeff, you would go anywhere.
You go... I've seen you go places.
I've seen you go to comedy shows in Reno, Nevada. So you would go to a football game.
That's because...
This guy showed up to Kirby's for the free meatballs. I mean, come on.
I know. Now you have something else to do?
I was in Reno. What else am I doing in Reno?
You went to Reno? You went to Reno because... You're going there to go to comedy shows all weekend. That was the agenda. You transported the headliner. You stayed in his room.
Yeah. And I went on stage there until I got banned. Okay.
You got banned? That's right.
Yeah, because of the Robin Williams joke.
What is that, Robin? Could you go ahead and say that real quick?
I say that.
Say it now, idiot.
I am. This is character, bro.
I'm sorry. Were you giving in character?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The light switch went off. The copy light.
My deepest apologies.
You didn't see the light switch?
I did. I kind of. Very good.
Dude, he flipped the switch.
He did. He flipped the switch. My apologies. Look at him. Look at him. Go ahead.
You gotta catch that.
Come on. Very good.
So, you know, Robin Williams hung himself with his belt, right?
Uh huh.
And like 2 weeks after this, we're doing the shows. And I say that, you know, Robin Williams saw one of my sets one time. And after my set, you know, I was talking to him and he said I had a really nice set and he offered me his belt and I probably should have taken it.
So dumb.
So good, though.
Did
you get that off the internet or was that really a joke that you wrote?
No, that's a Jeff joke.
No, and
that is a Jeff joke.
That is a Jeff joke.
2 weeks after the thing, and then Wayne told you I'm not allowed to perform anymore.
Yeah, you got banned from Reno on that one.
And I also ate chicken.
Is that guy still doing shows?
Yeah. He said, take your friend home. I said, okay.
Well, I also ate
What was it, the Robin Williams joke?
I ate the chicken wings off the floor of the Calneva, too.
This guy, we're at Calneva.
I know.
We're watching all the sports. We're not sober. Come on. So we're drinking.
That's fucked up.
The guy drops the fucking whole bag of wings over there, and he starts eating it out the fucking... It's Calneva. No. It's carpet. It's not even a floor. He's eating it off the goddamn carpet.
I wasn't eating off the floor. We picked him up and put him back in the thing, and then I forgot, and I started eating him.
No, buddy. You took one thing out of...
I did not eat it directly off the floor.
Like, so we took it off the floor.
We cleaned up the floor.
Oh, we cleaned the chicken wings?
Yeah, and we put them back on the thing.
You had a pressure washer on you?
Yeah.
No, we didn't clean the wings.
And the booker's like, don't bring this guy anymore.
We put all the wings back in the box and put it back next to us, and I started eating them.
Dude, that was great. Wayne said, I don't know who this guy is eating dirty chicken wings off the fucking street, but I need him out of here.
It wasn't the street. It's Calneva.
Yeah. Well, by the way, is Calneva gone?
No, it's still there.
What are you talking about?
I went there like, I don't know, 6 months ago.
Is Reno open then? Everything's in Reno's going again?
I don't know. I don't know about poker.
Nobody's asking about poker. Nobody even sent
I was there. The only thing you couldn't do is play poker. But everything else was cool.
That's good. All right, guys. We have been one episode of the No Judgment Zone. Give it up for Jeffrey Koenig, everybody. Jeffrey Koenig. Say something nice.
What?
We're gonna close out this episode. This guy is the worst motherfucker ever.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Like, bye?
Yeah, say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Jeremy?
Hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a good night.
Oh, God. Thank you. We'll be back next week. All right. Next one.